Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An extraordinary plea deal means that Sandra Merritt is free and free of criminal charges. No prison, no fines. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, Matt, I think of that amazing song, Free, Free at Last, and that applies to Sandra Merritt now.
Sandra Merritt is an amazing woman. She never wanted to be in the spotlight.
No.
But she had a prayer over a decade ago. When she was talking to a friend, she was just a mother and a grandmother, and in talking to a friend, she felt that she needed to do something for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And the friend told her to pray to God and ask Him to use her. But she also warned Sandra, be careful about that prayer because God may answer that prayer and He'll use you. And if you ask Him to use you, be prepared to be used.
And He did.
She prayed that prayer, and shortly after, I mean, not days, right after finishing that prayer,
she got a text from someone she didn't know.
From an unknown entity.
Yeah.
She answered the text, responded to the text or phone call, and spoke to David DeLeiden.
And she had never met him before.
She had never met him. And David DeLeiden was the founder of the Center for Medical Progress.
It makes you wonder, how did he know her?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And he was the founder of the Center for Medical Progress, and he was looking into doing these undercover videos regarding Planned Parenthood and their trafficking of aborted baby body parts and the organ procurement companies.
And these two soon became the dynamic duo, so to speak, that uncovered that Planned Parenthood is trafficking aborted baby body parts.
And they watched an older documentary on ABC's 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Connie Chung was the main host, and some of the other, I think Chris Wallace was one of the reporters as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they had done a documentary regarding an abortion doctor in Washington, D.C., who had been aborting babies and harvesting their organs, late-term abortions. And 2020 undercover investigation, they did the same thing that Sandra and David did. They had lunches with the doctor, and they had the undercover video and a hidden camera, and they were communicating with this doctor, and he was talking about how he wanted to make all this money and what he was doing, and they reported that on the 2020 documentary.
While he was sitting there eating dinner, I believe.
That's right.
And David saw that, and he's like, but nobody's done anything about this. This is illegal. Nobody's done anything.
What happened is, at the very end, remember, of that documentary, they said this is illegal because they were altering the abortion procedure that made it more risky for the mother so that they could harvest the baby organs intact.
But nobody did anything.
And that's when the documentary ends. This is illegal, but nobody's doing anything about it.
And David saw it, and he's like, well, we need to do something
David
about it.
David saw that, and Sandra saw that, and they began to do an investigation. And so they looked at the law of California. They consulted attorneys before we got involved in the case about the law. They realized that if you do something in a public place where there is no expectation of privacy, that's an exception to the recording law. And so all of their recordings were in heavily trafficked restaurants and conferences. They didn't do them in private offices or private spaces. They were all very busy places, over lunch or over dinner. And it was the same kind of format as 2020. They then also talked to other experts. They talked to people who saw the FedEx trucks coming to these abortion clinics, and they were being loaded with things. And they found out that that was body parts that were going to the research labs.
Live body parts, yeah.
Live body parts. And then they also found a researcher who was shocked when she opened up a package that was delivered to her institution that was a baby's heart still beating.
Right.
Wasn't her order, somebody else. She was working on mice for some other thing. And she was shocked because she then told them that the only way that could be beating is if it were extracted while the baby was still alive and the heart was beating.
Right. And those who testified, you know, like at the abortion facilities, they saw the FedEx truck coming, and maybe the woman would be over in the bushes being sick after her abortion. They're whisking off the baby body parts.
And the women don't really know what's going on.
No, they have no idea.
So all of this led to David DeLeiden and Sandra Merritt doing the undercover videos. Then they were released to the public, and it shocked the world, literally shocked the world, caused a huge firestorm. And that firestorm ultimately caught the attention of Kamala Harris, the then Attorney General. And then later, when she became the appointed U.S. Senator, Xavier Becerra, who took her place, and the 16 felonies were lodged against her. And David, even the Los Angeles Times editorial board was aghast. They opposed that. They said that this was unprecedented in the history of California to come after journalists like this. Obviously, they're not pro-life, but they were pro-free speech, and they knew that the implications of this were significant for
even
all
PETA was against it, yeah.
Even PETA?
Yeah.
Because they do undercover
right.
as well. They actually filed a brief in support of our position at the Court of Appeals.
Right.
Because they do the same thing. And in fact, they've done the same kind of thing in California, doing undercover work for abuse of animals.
But they didn't go prosecuted, only Sandra and David.
That's right. And so this had been going on for 8 years. Now, the interesting story, it's kind of a personal story, is several years ago, I was in our backyard around the bushes, and I saw this little white object in the grass. It was kind of half buried. I picked it up, and it was a little Lamborghini, a little toy Lamborghini. I have no idea how it got
there. You
didn't
leave it out there?
It wasn't mine. And so I brushed it off, and from that time on, it had been sitting in our kitchen on a scripture verse that says that the Lord knows to do good for you. Mm. He has plans for you, Jeremiah 29.
And of course, one of the people in the videos was an abortionist who said she did this because she wanted a Lamborghini,
right? And the reason why Anita and I put that in our kitchen, this little Lamborghini toy car, on the scripture verse from Jeremiah 29, is to remind us to pray, and we were not going to remove it from our kitchen until our prayers were answered, and that is that this criminal case against Sandra Merritt was done away with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been there for about 3 years or more, and it's always been there. And we've had people come to our house and say, what's that little Lamborghini for? And we would tell them what it's for. And so the reason why it's there, as you mentioned, is Dr. Gaddy is on one of the videos, and she's trying to negotiate higher prices for baby body parts with Sandra. And she says the reason why she's wanting higher prices for the organs is because she wants to buy, she says, I want to buy a Lamborghini.
The ultimate greed.
The ultimate greed. She was doing these abortions, harvesting organs, so that she could have money to buy a Lamborghini.
Ugh.
So this was something that we had as a point of remembrance for prayer. The amazing thing. Here's the amazing thing. We had somebody come by our house. That car has always been upright on its wheels. And on the very day, a couple of days before the court hearing, where we finalized the parameters of the settlement, which would ultimately wipe out any of this criminal prosecution against Sandra, on that very day, I looked at that car the next morning. And it was upside down.
The car crashed.
The car was upside down. It had never been upside down. It had always been on its wheels. And right now, you know, it was upside down. It had never been upside down in the several years that we'd had it there. It was on its top, upside down.
So somebody hit it and it went upside down.
Which was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wow, you know, that's just like an answer to prayer. And so when this actually occurred, and the judge a few days later, after we did the negotiated settlement, the judge a few days later approved it, you know, we're just looking back and thinking, thank God for answering prayers. Don't ever give up. Don't ever stop praying. Sometimes your request for prayers may take years. Sometimes it might take decades.
Mm.
But continue to pray, and God will ultimately answer those prayers to some place that is good for you. It may not be when you want it, may not be exactly what you want, but don't stop praying. This was an answer to prayer. And I know so many of you listening, and so many of you who know about this case, you've been out there praying for Sandra Merritt. I can tell you what, your prayers have been answered.
And your support, your financial support has been huge.
And because this has been, as we've mentioned before, it's the most expensive case in the history of Liberty Counsel.
Yeah.
We've had to go to San Francisco, I don't know how many times. And the one time we went there for a six-week trial, quite expensive, very expensive proposition. But life is precious, and there's no limit to a value on life. And so Sandra stood for life. Now she is free. And as a result of this deal, the prison sentences are gone, and she is a free mother, free grandmother. Thank you for your prayers and your
support.
And you
can bury the Lamborghini now, Matt.
We're actually going to we were thinking about burying it, but we're going to put it on display as an example of answered prayer, and it will remain always upside down.
Yes.
For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.